when Danny Minogue asked what happened after, and Nay said, "Oh, she got married to her ex." Why was Priya mad?
Because did that not happen? Let me tell you something. The way Nay came out the gate with the guns ablaze, I screamed. I screamed.
When she and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black by Reality.
Black by Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to Black by Reality, a place for Black by baddies and those who love us. As you know, we have been covering I Kissed a Girl, and it's sadly already wrapping up, but the good news is that I have two great guests to talk about these episodes with me. One you've already seen before, Sabaya Broderick of Survivor 45. Hi, Sabaya.
What's going on, guys? How are y'all?
Good, good. And then a first-time guest, Tiffany Nicole Irvin from Survivor 46. Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, guys.
and Juju.
Yes, and a cute, adorable dog. So, Tiffany, I think, just to start off, we're basically only a few weeks out from your season ending. How has life been for those who are also Survivor fans?
Life is starting to quiet down. It's suddenly become a lot more peaceful. I feel like the last like several weeks have been probably some of the most chaotic weeks of my life. But now I'm starting to seep back into normalcy, which is not a bad thing.
Nice. Yeah. And so what were your thoughts when I was like, hey, please come on and talk about this show called I Kissed a Girl? I'm finding out you like Love Island, so this is not totally strange territory for you.
No, this is totally not strange for me at all. I'm a big reality TV show girly. I watch the competition shows. I love the dating shows. And I had never seen this show before. So when I was supposed to, like, I think it was like episode 7 or 8 that I was supposed to come on. And I watched him and I'm like, wait. I can't just pick up here. I need to go back. I need to watch it from the top, because this is one of those shows where I need all the mess so that I can give a very informed opinion when it's time to discuss. But I thoroughly enjoyed this show. It was insane.
Yeah. It is insane. It is insane. We can start jumping into the last couple of episodes. Sabaya, last we left off, Ava put Priya on the spot, was like, hey, you've been saying this, this, and this about Hannah. Yeah. The girls confronted them. The next morning, Priya and Nay are just cuddling in the bed, not wanting to do anything with anyone else.
Yeah. I mean, but they've been the power couple really the whole season. So I feel like that also gives them, like, they feel like they have, like, the standing to be able to check other people and kind of like bring things to people, because they've been solid and they've been the go-to of the whole house. So between them and then Georgia and Kara. So I don't know. It wasn't really off track. Plus Priya is kind of low-key messy. You know what I'm saying? So
messy.
Yeah. So I wasn't even really that shocked that she did that. But you know, it is what it is. They're running shit right now, so.
The phrase, it is what it is, I want to retire it. After all right, these two all right. episodes.
All right, that would be my one for the show.
No, not talking about you, I'm talking about this cast.
Oh, no, for sure.
And specifically, it was Priya who liked to say, it is what it is, and then Nia flipped that at the reunion, but we won't. Yeah. We won't jump there. What is your take, Tiffany, on this couple who's been together since the beginning?
You know what? I have interesting feelings about this, because the character arc from who I liked to who I disliked, complete 180. In the beginning, I'm like, oh no, Nay is like unserious. She's here to play games. And then by the time we got to the end, I'm like, okay, so Priya is the unserious one. And in fact, I misjudged Nay. My girl was actually here looking for love, and Priya is playing in people's face.
Mm.
Sabaya, I know you're happy.
Because I've been Team Nay this whole time. I love her. Like, she just seems so cool. And then she's a fellow, you know, Virgo gang. So, like, I understand how she think, and I understand how she be going about stuff. Like, gentle, sweet, but still, like, will stand and rock for that person. So, yeah, I've been loving Nay this whole show.
I was a little rocky in the beginning on her because of that little stunt that she pulled with Demi and Priya. And I'm just like, right. What are you doing here? Like, what's the gameplay? Because it seemed like she was trying to give off, like, a little shady energy. But yeah. Then after that, like, she quickly, like, moved me out of the uncertain territory. But then Priya started getting on my nerves. And I'm like,
Yeah, no, I feel like in the beginning, she was just in the beginning. Like, we don't know. I don't know
how right.
they are in between, like, their shoots and stuff like that. But, like, I feel like she was just trying to keep her options open and she didn't want to put all her eggs in one basket. Which, on a dating show like this, like, you say you like Love Island, like, you already know, like, if you put all your chips in the middle, that's when you get left and that's when you get kicked out the house. So yes. I just feel like she was just trying to kind of, like, okay, like, it's a show, so let me see. And if the connections are there, then I can explore more and have more options. But I feel like she really did like Priya, but she had a connection with Demi, and she was right. Like, she was within her right to kind of try to explore it.
Yeah. So, the way them other folks were bouncing around this whole season, I'm like,
finally got the food.
Oh, my God. I was sad when Fiorenza left, though.
Oh, I was standing ovation. I was clapping.
For real?
Like, get out of here.
I liked her.
That was, like, her fifth girl. Like, she... I know, but y'all get on Nay for having, like, one little... You know what I'm saying?
No, it was the way she was doing it, though. It was just, like... It just seems suspect because she's like, I want to keep them on their toes. I'm like, okay, girl.
No, like, I feel like she was being cheeky. Like, she was being, like, cute with the camera and the confessionals. Like, we all have done that. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like with Fiorenza, like, it was like, as soon as a new girl come in here, I'm like, oh, on to the next. She didn't even, Beth didn't get no chance. Like, it was just different people. And I'm just like, dang. Like, I was so happy that Amy didn't pick her. So freaking happy. Like,
I was happy that Fiorenza was not picked either, but we cannot deny how iconic Fiorenza is.
Definitely.
Because the way people are still bringing her up.
I mean, she was on the show since the beginning, so it's like, I mean, it's kind of hard not to be an icon when you've been, like, the messiest one of the whole season. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like, the day has ended, but, like, she really... just could not get it together, and it was her own fault, but she was pointing the finger the whole time. I'm just glad that Amy saw her for what she was and decided to go with Hannah. So
I don't really like Hannah for Amy, if I'm being honest.
I know.
I ain't really like that couple.
I like them because it gave Amy a chance to be wanted. Like, Amy had been getting
that, I'll agree with you.
I just didn't agree with Fiorenza trying to jump back and spin the block just because it didn't work out and stuff like that. I'm like, man, like, they came to be best friends and stuff, but you don't do that to your friends. Like, so I would rather her go and it not work out with Hannah and her have, like, you know, the affair.
Like, somebody who actually was, like,
right, and attracted to her and, like, wanted her from the jump than her to be going back to Fiorenza so that she can get right. Like, I just.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So basically, the next day, Hannah and Priya had to have a conversation because this whole thing started because Priya's besties with Amy. She was being protective. So they basically said, we only have a few days here. They didn't even really, like, get on the same page. So we're like, we only have a few days here, so we're going to be cool. And then we meet the parents. Which, I don't know about you, Sabaya, but this was crazy to me.
I was shocked. I was like, okay, like, this is what we're doing? Like, you ain't never seen that ever really happen. But, I mean, I guess for, what is it, Love is Blind, you know, you see it on there. Where
Love Island USA, they meet family, too.
They
Okay.
But that feels so much more different because they're there for 8 weeks. Like, these people have known each other maybe half that, and they're introducing to the parents. And what these two, what Amy and Hannah does in front of her family and friends.
My soul left my body. I cannot imagine doing that in front of my parents. With somebody I met a couple days back? No.
Yeah.
Maybe on my wedding day. That's it.
Yeah. Like, they had like a really big physical chemistry from like the beginning, but I was gagged. I'm not going to lie.
That's too much.
I was like, this is some white nonsense. What do you mean you're sticking your like tongue down each other's throats? And the sisters are just sitting there like, okay. And the parents too. It's like,
Not going to lie, it was hard to watch.
It was so, so weird to watch. They go their separate ways, and then the big thing is that Hannah tells her family that she doesn't want to put all her eggs in one basket. But you are literally, Amy's the only option here. What are you talking about?
Right. But she is still new, so I gave her like a little bit of a pass on that, but it was like kind of weird to hear, especially for like Amy's part, you know what I'm saying? Because she's been waiting and waiting and waiting. I don't know what y'all think.
That made me feel like she didn't really like her like that. I'm like, everything with Hannah felt very like, I'm not sure, kind of, sort of. I feel like she went hard in the beginning so that she could solidify her position in the house, and then she started like kind of being wishy-washy.
I agree. I feel you. Yeah. I was so happy for Amy too, like, but when she started acting funny, I was like, ugh. But at the same time, it's like, Fiorenza would have acted twice as funny, so I don't even really like. I still feel the same way about it. She had opportunities to show her that she was for real, and she fumbled it. And I don't really care if Hannah fumbles, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, because at least Amy got a chance with somebody else.
This is true. This is true. Yes, she saw it through.
I'm sick by that.
So we're going to the final kiss off if we want to go there. What did you think the answer was going to be? And then we can go into what it was.
I thought the answer was going to be exactly what it was.
Okay.
Based on their chemistry and the way they were acting towards one another, that's exactly what I thought was going to happen.
I agree.
Dang. All right. Well, you know, this was insane to watch when two people don't turn to each other. Basically, Amy turns around, Hannah doesn't. The reason Hannah gives was, what was it? She didn't turn because the emotional connection, which they lean on this way too much. First,
like, y'all know each other for 4 days, bro. What emotional connection are y'all gonna have?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they don't have that. Hannah's wondering if she should have picked Fiorenza, which is a slap in the face to Amy.
I really wish that Hannah would stop bringing up Fiorenza so much, because it's like, why is that name coming out of your mouth every 5 minutes? She is gone, babe. You need to be focusing on Amy.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. This hurt. Like, when she didn't turn, and it's just embarrassing, one. I mean, And she, poor Amy, like, I mean, she just can't get up from getting ran over. Like, she just been getting ran over the whole
season. She be getting ran over.
But rather her, like, not turn around than fake it the whole time and then them have some weird stuff in the reunion and stuff. So, it is what it is, but, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was tough.
It was really tough. Okay, so at this reunion...
Look at them.
So, basically, because different was such a big thing, Hannah explains that different is a good way. Amy is funny, which everyone would describe Amy as that. And then she said she got in her head about whether Amy would turn. So then she didn't. Amy was like, actually, I wish you would just think about what you wanted instead of what I was going to do. And I think that's completely fair. I think Hannah should just say she didn't want to turn around.
That part.
Yeah. I don't think she wants to look like the bad guy on TV.
She didn't want to look like the bad guy. She also didn't want to look like a fool. Like, she didn't want to be the only one to turn around if somebody else didn't. So she's like, I don't care if I like you. I'm not going to turn around if I think you're not. Which I think is whack.
Yeah, super whack. Especially if you're on a show that's like, the platform is about love and like trying
putting
to find
yourself
it,
out there.
Putting yourself out there, exactly. Like, it's weird. That would be like going on Survivor and being like, oh, I don't want to do the challenge, or I don't want to look stupid, or I don't want to.
Exactly.
Try to
like, girl, what?
Like, this is what we're here to do. Like, get it together. Yeah.
Yes. I found out something on TikTok. So this is an interview that it was really awkward, actually, because Amy and Hannah did an interview together. Hannah revealed she actually started feeling Ava. And that was also part. And Amy was like, oh, I wish I knew that. So, yeah, that probably also plays into Ava's answer.
Yeah, in the land of the lesbians, anything can happen.
Yeah, Ava also, I don't really know how I felt about her either, because she always felt a little bit uncertain to me, and I did not like, granted, Priya was being messy, but Ava, don't try to bring this whole situation in front of everybody under the guise that you're trying to be the peacemaker, because you are doing the exact opposite right now. You could have went to Priya and said, hey, you know what? I don't think it's right that she's talking behind so-and-so back. I think you should go have a conversation with her, rather than coming and stirring the pot and then backing up like you didn't do nothing.
Yeah. No, I agree. And yeah, she really hasn't had that type of hat really in the house too much anyway. So, like, that was very weird. It didn't seem like it's track. Yeah, it just seemed like she was trying to get more screen time or something.
Yeah. Like, girl, what? Yeah. Who told you to do that? It was a terrible idea.
I agree.
Oh my gosh. Going to Ava and Meg, I mean, yeah, she was just like, clean my hands out of that situation. Meg's like, I don't even want to deal with drama. But Ava has something else to worry about, because Meg, she had the audacity to say she was falling for her in the last compatibility thing. Mm. So she's about to run for the hills.
Which is, honestly, did that catch y'all off guard or no?
It didn't catch me off guard, not for Meg and her personality, no. Eva's response following told me everything I needed to know about the trajectory of that relationship, though. I was like, oh, she's been a cut and run.
Absolutely. Okay. The thing that she says later, I mean, I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but the thing that she says later was crazy to me, because it was literally at the final kiss off. So Eva, how dare she, by the way, how dare she dump Meg in a white tank?
Yo, I was looking at that. I was like, is she wearing a
nigga? What?
You either have the audacity to get flashy for this monumental moment. Like,
are you kidding me?
Hustle and flow.
A mess.
She looks like a mess. Even her face looks so sad. But that's to me, like, we've talked about this. We, like, don't even really feel like Meg was, like, kind of caught up in her being tall and this and that, but very cookie cutter. It's not really anything that really, like, screamed, like, that she was that girl, you know what I'm saying?
Basic Betty.
Basic, yeah. Babe watchy, I surf a little bit kind of vibe.
Yeah. I think it was just like the mysticism surrounding like her personality and her laid back that like made her feel very cool and like
right exactly.
But like Meg seems to be like she's in love with falling in love, because we'll also get to what she does after this. But Eva tells her after she doesn't turn around that if they were on the outside, like she would have been left. Like that's crazy.
It just doesn't seem like they are two opposites. Like Eva seems like the person that is a commitment phobe, and Meg seems like the person that's like head over heels after date three. So it's like it was doomed from the jump.
Yeah.
Right. The infatuation was bound to kind of fizzle out after a while. Mm-hmm. But also, like, them being on the show, you know, they really probably, like you were saying, were trying harder than they would at any other point in their life ever, if they ever met. Because it was kind of boring. It was kind of basic. Like, there wasn't any real growth there, I don't think. Like, I don't know. Honestly, I've been forgetting about them as, like, a couple. Yeah, like, I focused more on, like, freaking Kara, Georgia, and Nay, and Priya. Like, the ones that actually seem like they're growing. Mm-hmm. And then them, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, them, you know, so.
Yeah. I think of them when Eva's talking about how she was into straight girls, and then we get to this reunion, she's femming it up, and she's just like, hey, I learned from all of this that I can be comfortable with my femininity and masculinity. And it's like, good. She says no more to straight girls. I want to believe that, but
yeah.
We'll never
she was
know.
So pretty at the reunion. When she popped out, I was like, oh. Okay, girl.
So, yeah. Right. No, I mean, you know, we love a switch. You know, that's my family of people. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like she was just trying to kind of like embrace the moment and like have like something to say and stuff like that, you know, which, I mean, it's June, so I'm not going to bash anything. But yeah, it would just seem like it was a little bit, you know.
I'm happy for those who can relate. Like, that's like the upside to everything with these stories. Now let's talk about Meg, because this bisexual, she said this is like the other side of the coin when it comes to like, there's Eva, who's like the player and everything, and then there's Meg, because Meg claimed in a compatibility test that she was in love with this girl. This girl says no to her in front of her friends and family. According to her own timeline, once everyone, the whole cast, so the show has ended, they flew back. She slid into Layla's DMs. And then they met up a week and a half later for this. How do you go from falling in love with someone to this? I'm confused.
I mean, are you though? Because like that tracks for the lesbian community, like in and out, girl. Like we are like at your door with all our stuff, like after 2 weeks. So it's That's like funny, as yeah. much as I would like to be surprised about it, I'm really not. Because, I mean, can we also talk for a second about how Layla didn't choose?
Yes.
Thea. Like I felt like there was something up with that. I'm like, why wouldn't she go after that? You know, so maybe something happened between her and Meg in the house that made her, like, think that that was an option for her maybe later. I don't know. I'm just like, why wouldn't that work? You know what I mean? It's gorgeous. And she didn't really give, like, an answer or anything. It was just very, very weird the whole time. And then she leaves, and it's like, what? You know?
Yep.
So I was like, well, maybe she's like someone else or something like that, and they she can't really. And then seeing them, it was like,
That tracks.
You know what I'm saying? And then Megan, freaking Eva's relationship kind of just fell apart out of nowhere too. So it was just kind of like, okay, like maybe something happened off camera that we really didn't get to see or whatever. I don't know why they wouldn't show it, but that's just a theory.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, Layla basically admitted as much at the reunion. She's like, I had a crush on Meg, which, like, makes the crying and, like, maybe I can't move at this pace make a little bit more sense. Because, again,
she's lying.
Exactly. You can't move
the whole time. I'm like, what? You meet one person and then it doesn't work, and now you're on a show and now you don't want to talk to nobody else. And
she was waiting to see what was gonna happen, but
exactly,
it didn't work
out, and it didn't work out. Yeah, like, come on, girl. Just I wish she would have just leaned into that. That would have been great TV.
Exactly.
But with her like being like sad and like distant and doing all this weird shit, and then now Thea has to leave too, and it's like, okay, like,
maybe something else could have shook out.
Exactly. You never know.
That makes a lot more sense. I wish we saw more of, like, the messy connections. Like, I get editors are like, I have to follow whatever story leads to the finale. But this
as we all know.
Because you're not just popping up in a relationship a week later, and you already know who to DM and what to say.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, it just didn't seem like, I mean, even them, like, look at the picture of them sitting there on the couch and stuff. It's like, okay, something's been going on. Like, yeah, we move quick, but they look like they have, like, chemistry.
Yeah.
So maybe there was some, like, cute friendship moments that got cut. Maybe there was some, like, maybe more type of moments that got cut and stuff like that. But this definitely does not look like, hey, we just met yesterday.
Exactly.
For sure. And then this reunion was filmed 8 months after. So if you were, if I met up with you a week and a half after filming, slid in the DMs before that, this is like 8 months. Like,
yeah, longer than 8 months in the house. They're 8 months strong. Like, let's be honest, like 3 years.
Crazy.
They're
crazy.
In a deep.
That is so wild to me.
For sure.
Now, the next, we can talk about Georgia and Kara. Tiffany, what did you think of this couple?
Georgia and Kara, I never really knew what to make of them. I felt like they took me on an emotional roller coaster a little bit because it's like, some days they on, some days they off. I'll be honest, there were certain times where I thought they was gonna break up because they like wasn't talking to each other and being weird, and then Georgia
was being weird,
being distant and in her head and stuff. So I'm like, oh, they ain't gonna make it. But then, you know, they ended up exactly, you know, how I thought they would at the reunion. But I never Georgia and Kara was never a couple that I was like, yeah, this couple is going the distance. I just never saw that.
They're kind of boring.
Kind
of cookie cutter. Like, again, like, I don't know. Like, they look cute together, but that's it.
But that's it. They got nothing else. No, like, if they're not interesting to watch together.
No. And then Georgia, I like that she's a lot more emotional than she looks. She has, like, a soft side, but I feel like she's bad at communication. So that combination is, like, you know, it just makes everything kind of crazy. And Carl, she was fed up a couple of times, like, when I was just like, okay, like, what are we doing? Like, you need to get it together.
Yeah, I wish we had some real conversations between them because it's so obvious that, like, Georgia, she plays football over there. That is her career. That is her life. Yeah. I'm sure that they were having some, like, complicated conversations of, like, look, do you understand? This is how much I'm going to be training. I'm not going to always be around. When they have the parents come, Georgia tells her parents, like, Kara has her own thing, and that's really important to me. And I'm like, well, I wonder what Kara is doing. And then for Kara, by the reunion, I was like, I've kind of tracked it slowly throughout the season. I was like, Kara was really on a journey in a way that others weren't, that she was bisexual, but this seemed to be the first time she was surrounded by queer women, and she was learning a lot as she went. And, like, this is the first woman she introduced to her freaking mom. I feel like there actually is so much depth between them that they just really, really narrowed it down to, like, honestly, I think for once the pinnacle white couple were, like, done a disservice for being the pinnacle white couple, you know?
Okay. I can hear you out on that. Yeah.
Everybody kept saying, oh, Georgia and Kara, they, like, they're so strong. They're so this, they so that. And I'm just like, I have yet to see that. Like, it's not giving that. So I agree. There might be a lot of, like, depth there that's being left out in the edit, but enough wasn't given to me for me to be like, yeah, I'm rooting for y'all.
Yeah.
For sure. And their personalities is kind of just, like, very, for lack of a better word, vanilla. Like, I feel like there were other couples that it was just they were cooler to, like, be fans of. But that's just me.
Yeah. It's no surprise, though, that they did kiss. I liked that Georgia went for the halter. I'm usually interested in what, like, the formal mask person's going to wear, and I liked this.
Yeah, so much better than a tank top, because this is a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Definitely. Super cute.
Now, I don't have a picture of Kara. First of all, Kara has a breakup bob.
I saw.
Yeah. She's looking great, but it's like, I was seeing people joke about, like, that breakup was not as amicable as they're making it because she got a breakup bob.
Yeah. Anytime you shave your hair, like, you get a cut or a hair color or something like that, that's, like, the sign of trauma. Like, a lot. It's a deep wound. So, but I mean, at least she looks good. She's rocking it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Georgia's not there at the reunion because she has a game, which she was like, as you guys know, like, football's life for me. And it's like, actually, yeah. I don't know.
I did not know that until the reunion. So thanks for letting me know. Yeah.
And then, are we talking like football or soccer?
Yeah, soccer.
Okay. Yeah. Because she looks, I was like, football. I mean, she could play, like, there are women's leagues, and that's why I just wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I do know that, like, that those, they're year round, like, with everything and stuff like that. So, yeah. I wish she would have talked about it more, or they would have, like, kind of, like, shown pictures of her team a little bit more, and, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kara basically said their communication was shit.
which isn't surprising, especially if, like, this is someone who's talking about how she's traveling and doing football, mm-hmm. and that's her number one priority. That mm-hmm. doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. No. Even in the same house, like, Georgia wasn't great with the communication, so I don't know how that was going to happen.
Exactly. I don't feel like, this goes back to, dang, what was that one couple? The blonde girl and the girl with the taper.
Abby thing. And Alicia.
Yeah. I liked them. I loved them. I felt like they got really so short.
Right. So, like, I feel like they were, like, having issues, but they were, like, building. And, like, their communication was getting better and stuff like that. But the ones that weren't doing it, yes. Look at them.
Look at their shirt, too.
The fits are fit. But, yeah, so I was just, like, they cut them. Because they felt like they were having issues, but the difference is, like, they were getting stronger and they were, like, mm-hmm. learning each other, like, as it went on. The other couples, I felt like, were intimidated by that mm-hmm. and cut them early because they weren't having good communication and they weren't growing. They were all, like, in very, like, honeymoon phase. And then once it started getting rough towards the end, it's like, okay, everybody's dropping like flies. And no, I mean, no one's shocked. Like, are we shocked? No, we're not shocked.
No.
So,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm shocked that Alicia and Abby are still together. I'm happy. I'm so happy.
They're still together at all. I thought was going to stay together no matter what.
Yeah, like, that's why I was so, like, for the last time we talked, that's why I was like, I have no idea why they did that. Like, they are, like, real world potential, and that's what it looks like. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think for me, I don't know, I think maybe, like, my sadness and disappointment, and then watching them on social media, I was like, Alicia looks sad. I was like, I don't think she's in a relationship. Like, I was so real.
Cherry picking, just looking for anything.
Exactly. You have to, if you don't know. But I am so happy that they are still together. And, like, we didn't get a couple dumping like that the rest of the season. I wish this never happened, because what was the point?
Why get rid of one couple if you're not going to do it again?
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a couple more people that should have got the boot after them.
I agree.
Then this didn't end the way I thought. I thought they were going to vote on a couple and they get something. So it wasn't even like a game move.
No, it was terrible. I thought it was going to be like a date or something.
Something. That was just unfortunate. Like I said, they cut their screen time for no reason. They were the one that had the most promise, and it shows in real life. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like the other people were intimidated because maybe they felt like, I mean, they should know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how forthcoming production was being with them about, like, what's the point or whatever, mm-hmm. what we were building towards. But I just feel like that was a big mistake.
Big mistake. And my gosh, we can go back to Priya, because Priya and they were the ones who made this decision.
So sad.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, back at the ranch. Y'all need to be worried about. Once I saw how everything ended, I was just like, the irony in all of it. How dare?
Okay, actually, let's take it back, because Tiffany, you did have to watch the whole season a little bit later. What were your thoughts in episode one when Priya was like, yeah, I was engaged to this woman I never met who's in the U.S. military before I got here, and yeah.
So, when I watched that, my initial thoughts were the same thoughts that Nate had, were, okay, this girl might not be rat to Swift when it comes to relationships and how she wants to move, or at least not, let me not say not rat to Swift. This girl might not be aligned with what Nay is looking for. Mm-hmm. So that's why I thought Nay was going to choose Demi. over Shreya, because I'm like, you know what? I feel like I could see Nay and Demi going the distance before I could see her and Priya going the distance, just based off of that statement alone. Because I'm like, this girl is doing too much too soon. And I don't know if this is an orange flag or a red one, but it certainly ain't green.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, one thing I will say, though, about the military situation is that those guys will throw a ring at you so quick. Hi from those guys. Because it's just beneficial and it just makes more sense for the lifestyle and you get extra benefits. And there's a lot of contract marriages that go on. So her being engaged to someone is a big thing, but them being military, it makes it less for me. I don't know why.
2 months is not crazy to you? That you never met?
I've seen it happen.
Like that you never met in person, 2 months.
Yeah, like so people get on social media and then they're like, oh my God, like, you know, just pull up, we can get a house, we can do this, we can do that. No, like, in the normal world, like civilian world, 100% weirdos. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying that contracted stuff, like, hey, like, be my wife on paper, we can get this money. So I don't know, like, maybe it was one of those situations, you know, she just didn't want to say that for the show or whatever, but it be happening, girl.
That's happening.
So I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
I wasn't surprised. I'm like, you have to be careful.
And they're smooth, and they will fly you out and take you this place to that place. And especially, like, her being a lesbian, like, it already moves fast. Mm-hmm. So if you have somebody that's like, I'll take care of you, you come stay at my house, like, you ain't got to worry about nothing, this and that. Some people eat that up. And then they're like, man, matter of fact, what are we waiting for? You know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, like, will you marry me?
I'm somebody who, like, I consider myself to be a lover girl, right? I fall in love, I think, pretty easily.
Yeah.
Well, not easily, but I fall in love. It doesn't take me
If it's what you like.
Yeah, if it's what I like, then I'm not playing games. If it's what I like, then I'm not playing games. But 2 months is absurd to me. Me being a straight woman who is not in the military, I'm just like, I cannot fathom that. Even being the head over heels hopeless romantic that I am.
Yeah. No, it's really kind of like, it's crazy. But you get two women together, the emotions are so high all the time. And if you just know, if you're one of those people that say all the right things at all the right times, and you don't drop no balls. Now, you can't drop no passes at all. Okay. To get that quick, like, that just tells me that girl is not dropping any passes, or it was a contract situation, and she just didn't want to say that on camera. But it's good TV for her to be like, oh, yeah, I was about to get married last week, but not give any context for real.
Yeah. Because
they didn't get into it.
They didn't. And, like, this is where I'm like, no one had follow-up questions because I want to know.
Partner. Like, girl, she said it was this year. You got nothing else to her?
Exactly. I wanted the conversation that Nay and Priya had after this. First of all, why did y'all break up? Like, how are you feeling about this? How long ago did that happen?
The last time y'all spoke. Was the last time you seen her?
Are you guys friends?
Are you still living together?
Yes. All of those things should have was probably talked about, and yet we didn't see it. And then even at the reunion, I was like, okay, they really waited to the end to dive into this, and I still was like not satisfied with how this played out.
I needed more, because how dare you? Let me tell you something. Kudos to Nate for even being able to sit on the couch across from her after pulling a stunt like that, because I wouldn't have done it.
True. Like, I don't know. Like, bringing up the whole Virgo thing again, like, I feel like she was just being cool, calm, and collected because she's not trying to mess up her money.
And you're right.
Like, I feel like it would have been the same story for me. I just sat there, made my comments, been in peace. It kind of goes back to, like, Mal from, what was that?
The Queer Ultimatum.
Queer Ultimatum, and how she was just, like, she just had, like, this comments about her. I mean, she still had, like, things that she had to say, but she's a Virgo, too. It's just like, we know what we know, and we're going to let you do what you're doing. But at the end of the day, I'm not doing anything to mess up my check, and I'm not doing anything for you anymore because you're, like, dead to me. But we can make dead to me look really cute.
Well, Nay's busy today on TikTok. We got a part one of Surviving Priya. So
I'm not going to watch that. Yeah.
Oh, I need it.
It's oh, I need that in moment. My life.
It's really short. It hasn't gotten into anything yet, but yeah. I'm like, all right, where's part
is
two, Nay?
Right, is she going to have like a
okay.
series?
See?
I love that.
That's what the people need. Yes.
No, for sure.
Yes. But this was crazy because, like, so Eva said this earlier. She was like, oh, meeting the parents, like, when I basically fucked up over one girl before, she was like, and you met my mom. Now, Nay said her mama don't fly. This was the first time her mom flew anywhere. Her mom has fibromyalgia, and Priya was sitting there, like,
fine.
Just... And that's the thing that's driving me nuts also.
I wanted to fight you. Because how
nah.
did
how Yeah, did. My mom has fibromyalgia too, and that's not cool.
No. This was beyond crazy. And I like that Nay's mom, first of all, is gorgeous. I love when Priya was complimenting Nay. She was like, I know. Like, I know who my child is. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And also, both of their smiles are great. Now, when Danny Minogue asked, what happened after? And Nay said, oh, she got married to her ex. Why was Priya mad?
Because did that not happen? Let me tell you something. The way Nay came out the gate with the guns ablaze, I screamed. I screamed.
I'm like... Priya, why are you mad? Why do you have the audacity to be mad? And then she was like, I was going to be nice. But then, and it's like, what do you have anything negative to say about Nay?
That's what I'm saying. And she knew that when she went on there. That's what I said. She exactly. gonna say. She got to say, keep it pushing. It is exactly. nothing to prove. It's nothing to have to. Like, okay, we're on TV. Might as well make it a moment. Let's go. You know what I mean? Like, she wasted enough of her time. She's trying to like, level up.
Period.
Up to the next thing. So... It is what it is.
Now, to break down what even happened, Priya says that she broke up with his ex before the show. She got back in touch. This is where I'm really mad, because it would be one thing, it's like, okay, you guys broke up and you weren't in contact. But she said that they got in touch before the show. So they were talking. She was like, I'm about to go on this show. Crazy. She went on the show. Apparently, afterwards, she stayed with Nay for a week. Then she answered her ex's calls, and then she decided, oh, I'm going to go with the person because history. First of all, how much history? You never even met the person.
What?
You actually spent more time physically with Nay than whoever this person is.
Which makes me feel like she never was planning on being with whomever she ended up with after this show. I feel like this is just all one big rude
experience.
And just for the clout and the fun, like, she never was going to be with Nay, and she knew that.
She knew it. I hate that this shit also seems to happen more to Black women on these shows. Like,
always.
What's going on?
Yep. Either we don't make it past the first episode or, like, the first, like, little moment, or we make it to the end with the person that literally doesn't even want us to begin with and is just here for TV. It's literally no in-between. I don't think I've seen... Maybe once, there was like, oh man, it was like a dark skinned couple, like both of them, girl and boy. I can't remember their names.
Wait, what show was it?
Love Island.
Are you talking about Love Island USA or Love Island UK?
UK, I believe. Yeah, UK.
That's a different.
UK, I believe, or it was either UK or Australia. But that it was like I used to watch Love Island like back before like the US had like had them. You know, I just love the accents. That was my favorite thing, and that's the only time I've ever really seen like it last and stuff like that. So yeah, I hate that for us, but at the same time, knowing that before you go on shows like this, knowing that they're probably gonna make you look crazy or put you with somebody that ain't really for you, is you know it is what it. I don't know.
I personally never go on a dating show. That's where I draw the line. Like competition shows, count me in. A dating show, you know what I. It's not my thing because y'all not about to have me out here pouring my heart out on TV just to get played.
Yeah. Yeah.
like Too Hot to Handle or something like that.
Okay. That is not a dating show. I feel like Too Hot to Handle.
Something fun, like something funny, you know what I'm saying?
They there to
like,
play around.
Yeah, exactly. Like if the like I wouldn't go on like Love is Blind or like anything
no,
like that.
No.
Serious.
My but love is not
everybody.
Blind.
Right. My love can see all of it. But yeah, going on something that's like more fun, like Too Hot to Handle or like Perfect Match or something like that. That's like a party house, basically. It's just
yeah.
Fun, so, I don't know.
That's for my sure.
Yeah.
I agree. I just oh, this is so crazy to me.
And the juxtaposition between them. And what is it, Abby Alicia?
Abby, mm. Yeah.
They got rid of the only couple that survived. Oh,
I know.
Foolishness to be the outcome? Are you crazy?
Can we talk I about know. His outfit? It's the only one that she dropped. She's giving like, it's like, I'm not a fan. She looks like somebody yeah. like auntie, uncle. I'm not a fan of it.
It's the oversized jacket.
Yeah, it makes her look too old.
Yeah,
like it
yeah.
ages her. She looks yeah. like 30 years older than she is.
Yeah.
Like you said, they should have like fit her jacket or something, or like had her hair down. You know, if they
yeah.
were gonna whatever.
Yeah.
Like this ain't giving it. And she was really giving it. She was serving looks the whole season.
Yeah,
and now to put her like this in the reunion, I was like, y'all didn't have to do that to my girl.
That's yeah.
Yeah,
I liked her white button down. I was like, "Oh, she looks so clean in the final kiss and everything."
It was giving wedding. It was
yes.
giving touch. You know, spring. Here I am. Like
every time I see this, it make me mad.
I know. I know. I don't know what Priya can even say to try. That's my thing. It's like. I'm glad Nay said what she wanted to say, but part of me wants the alternative universe of Priya trying to spin that shit.
And then
you know
Nay
she would have.
Exactly.
Like, how are you going to spin that you got married to the person you already knew before the whole entire show and you took that spot from someone else?
If I had to guess, I would say that Priya would have got up there and been like, you know what? Things just didn't work out with us, and then I ended up, you know, rekindling with such and such and trying to
yeah.
frame it as a, you know, it just didn't work out, and this is the result, instead of
right.
saying, like, we didn't work out
because
I was really playing on being with my ex the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, how do you even think Nay is going to go along with that? The big thing that, and I didn't like this, Dani Minogue, this is the first fumble that I think she had as a host, because she was trying to give, I think, Priya an out. She was like, well, Nay, didn't you say that usually you would date more than one person? And Nay's like,
yeah,
it's not even
it
just
so much grace in that moment. She should have grilled her. She should have
exactly.
grilled her.
And Nay was like, it's not even that. It's that I found out from someone else, which I wish that person was probably behind them.
Yeah.
Was also on the cast.
Like, yeah, I told her. Because who did Priya tell that told Nay? I just know it was messy.
It was so messy.
More from the situation. I needed someone.
Yeah.
I mean, they all looked shook. And gagged when Nay said it, but it might have been more about the delivery than like breaking news. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, Priya claimed Amy was her bestie, so
I feel like it could have been Amy.
Yeah,
it
could have been me. Yeah, it could have been. So I haven't seen I haven't seen Priya's wife yet on the socials.
Not Priya's wife.
Oh, well, I need to see. All I'm saying is that. The wife better be smoking hot baddie.
Right.
She had to play
right.
in Nay's face the way she did.
It's not the wife's fault.
All right. Oh, yeah. You're right. And I'm really
this
reading her.
This is the other way. Person who did not even know Priya. Priya's the one who is crazy. Cause like,
but Nay, I mean, she just
that
went
poor
out
wife
so
is
bad.
Gonna catch
I felt bad.
That poor wife is going to catch heat when she finally do pop out.
Because now
oh,
when you
yeah.
think. If you're the other person, you just proposed to this person after talking to them online for 2 months. You're questionable a little bit for that. But then it don't work. And then that person calls you up and is like, oh, by the way, I'm going to be gone filming this like lesbian dating show. It's like, what?
Yeah, the twist could be she didn't even know she was on the show to begin with.
Who knows?
That would be crazy. Or she could have lied about what type of show it was.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then now you watching it on TV, and you thought that y'all was on a break, and really she out here with Nay on TV.
Or they could have colluded, like, oh, you going to go on this show, become an influencer, come home with your new followers, and then we're going to speed off.
And then we're going to get this money.
We've seen that. I hope that's
what it is.
I really feel that that's what it is. I do.
Okay. If that's what it is, at least it wasn't like, I don't know, at least it was for a reason and not just her, Priya just being dumb and just breaking Nay's heart for no reason. And like there was a plan to go through and she's just not that. I mean, it still makes her a shitty person.
I feel like that makes it a little bit worse.
I don't know. I'm just like, at least there was thought behind it. But could you imagine if she was just like, no, I'm actually just this reckless and there's no reason. I'm just like a piece of shit. I don't know.
I mean, what's that? To a stranger, that kind of told me everything I need to know about who she was.
Also, this whole cast is young. Like, I think about that as well when they're like, oh, you know.
23, 24.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all so young. And I think about that when they're talking about how quickly they moved on. It's like, sure, lesbian this and that. But also, you guys are babies. Like, you guys bounce back from almost anything at this point.
Yeah. I agree. And I used to be offended about that baby word because y'all know I'm a little real.
We all get older. Like
but I used to like be like, baby, like I got my stuff together, da 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 da. But now that I'm not 24, 25 no more, I'm like, I really didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah. Auntie not doing all that.
Now, another update, Frenza has a girlfriend, which I also looked on TikTok. She got red hair, she looks like Amy.
Stop. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I looked at the TikTok and I was like, then all the comments are talking Amy. And I was like, I would hate that. I would hate that if I didn't say anything.
Lord of mercy.
So that's an update.
It'd be like that.
Here are, Demi is an original, but we got our other bombshells. Frenza hooked up Demi with her first partner, guys.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that.
And they look very happy.
Yeah. I was happy to hear that. I mean, you know, I've never been team Fiorenza, and I stick beside myself on that. But I'm glad that she looked out for Demi. You know, because
so they were like looped up in the beginning. She was like, you know what? You're not for me. Her. I got a friend.
I feel like she alley-ooped and it was rightfully so. I'll wipe the
plate clean. Demi is so pretty.
And that's, gorgeous. Beautiful.
Like, are you kidding? So heartbroken. Gorgeous.
Yeah, her and Thea. It's crazy.
First of all, the bob braids. I've been wanting that so much, and seeing her pop up with those, I was like, oh, I want my hair done so badly.
I feel like that would be a cute look on you.
Thank you. Frenza is in a band, so I think Demi's partner is in that band from what I gather from like social media. Yeah, and she once again is like, I found my place in the community, da-da-da. Very happy about that. The one black love we got is not on camera.
Dang.
Yeah. But, hey, look.
You know what?
A win is a win. I'm happy for them.
M sitting next to Demi. M says she's traveling, and she's enjoying the women on those travels.
She outside.
Right, basically. Good for her. Eloquent way to put it.
Yes. And then Beth, I love the curly hair on Beth.
Yeah, she looks really cute. She
looks very cute.
Yes.
That was one other one that I felt like was so short because of the Fiorenza fury. And I'm just glad that that's over for her and she can, you know, get back out there or whatever.
Yeah. Also, how the whole cast reacted to Beth and her dating stories. I was like, what is Beth up to?
Yeah.
We needed more there. For sure.
Yeah, I would love a camera crew just following around this messy ass friendship group. And then lastly, Thea. Thea's just
The beauty, the freaking,
beauty. She's
the
gorgeous.
beautiful one.
Like,
Literally, oh my God, seeing her be fumbled was just so incredible. It was like
it's like, are
the
you
biggest
kidding me?
tragedy of the
No
show.
justice. No justice in the world, I swear. But Thea, she was like, I'm gonna plug this music though. I'm leaving here with something.
I'm leaving here with something. Literally,
Yes. And
literally.
I like Dani Minogue as a host because she's always trying to be up in it. She's like, I like your music. And I was like, okay, Dani.
Well,
Okay, I like
she did her
literally
research. Okay,
supporting
girl.
her, yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrity.
I think that's mainly everything that we got out of this cast. Is there anything else
Yeah.
you guys wanted to talk about?
Well, not really, but like, this was a great show. I really appreciate you suggesting it. I had
Same.
to chill, and it was awesome.
I had never seen it before, but I
Me
think
neither.
that I'm a fan now. This
Yeah.
was
It was good. Yeah, I would definitely watch like the next season or whatever if they bring it back or
good show.
whatever.
Yeah.
So it was
I heard
good.
you're doing I Kissed a Boy next. I'm tuned
Yes.
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, they did I
I
Kissed
kissed
a
the
Boy
boy.
first.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And that is now available in the US, I think, on Hulu. And then they're filming
Oh.
a second season, which is
Okay.
such a good, hopeful. Hopefully, this means that we'll get I Kissed a Girl season two.
Season two, yeah.
So, yeah,
They get
I'm
trials.
thrilled. And then hopefully then this show will also come to Hulu in the future. Hopefully I'll be able to get some interviews with the cast and
Definitely.
learn.
We're gonna speak that into existence. For
Absolutely,
sure.
absolutely.
International shit. We love
Yes.
it.
Do we have a beautiful black moment of these
Demi
episodes?
getting a boo.
Demi
That's
getting
my
up.
yeah. That's my
Ooh.
beautiful black moment right there.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows I had love for my girl from the jump, and I hated seeing her go out the way she went. And then they played with her, which she was keeping her options open. But she got the short end of the stick. And I hate any black woman having a plight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad to see that she up now and she got a boo and she happy and everything like that. So yeah.
Yes. I love her. Same. Because you know they be getting the short end of the sticks on these dating shows. And I just knew it was going to be her the first episode. I'm like, I'm calling it. But shout out to my girl. She got somebody, and half the people that made it to the end don't. So,
And that's just the whole thing. That's just tea.
Yeah. I think
There's
my beautiful black moment was Nay and her mom.
Oh yeah.
I love their relationship so much. It's just beautiful.
Definitely. Like, I'm really, really close to my mom, so seeing them is like, my mom is
Yeah.
actually here right now.
Aw.
She's visiting me. Right, she'll be
Hey,
up here for a week, so it's always cool to see, especially like mass presenting women being like super close with their like feminine ass mama or whatever. So yeah, it's cool.
absolutely. That was going to be another option for me. I'm then going to say, Thea, talking about her music, and yeah, I love that for her. Also, honestly, it's going to be tied with Neg and her look back, though, honestly.
Yes, drag
Yeah.
her. Don't give her no peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't think I didn't notice, like, the whole season, Nay, I think, was like the least followed cast member. That changed on social media, and I'm glad to see it. It's
Yeah.
sad that this
Yeah.
Renee.
Exactly. Sad it took that, but yeah. How about our chaotic bi moment of these episodes?
This one's always hard for me to think
Yeah.
about. AI moment.
I don't know if it's chaotic, but I definitely peeped when Kara or Kara tried to kind of go at Priya as if she wasn't also saying the same things about Hannah. And she was like, it's just between them. Like, I wouldn't like, she tried to kind of like back up, like, yeah, I'm not one to start like the drama. But like, girl, you and Georgia was talking smack about Hannah the same way Priya and Nay was. So I thought that was a little chaotic for me because everybody definitely tried to point the finger, and I'm like, now you know, girl.
No, for sure. I would say, like, mine is like, because Meg is bi, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So Meg, she had a lot of, like, she was going in. This whole time, she had a lot of issues. So we could say her and Eva not working out and stuff like that. Like, or we could say her now being with Layla, which tracks for them, like, kind of always moving on, always kind of flip-flopping. So I would say our chaotic bi moment is Meg and her shit show. Because she had a lot going on. She had a lot going on, and they always do. And it's two women or whatever, but still.
Yeah. I think yours is more of a chaotic bi moment than mine. Mine is just plain messy.
the bi, no offense. I mean, we love the bees. Yes. But they do be messy. They do be having, no offense at all, but
yeah,
it do I be mean, a lot going on.
The bisexuals are outnumbered by lesbians on this show, and the lesbians were messy.
No, we were messy, but we own our messy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we will own it.
We are messy. I don't know. It doesn't seem like Priya's owning it.
Oh, Priya's a special case. We don't own Priya. Look, we don't claim Priya. You know, we're team Nay over here. Look.
Yeah. This is a bi for bi couple right here. So yeah. I'm gonna give it to them. It's I'm gonna say mostly chaotic good. I don't think anyone was hurt by this, but it's also just like a side eye to both of you.
Super side eye. Bombastic. Like,
you could have just said that. I would have loved
side eye.
Yeah, literally. I was just like, oh, for real?
Yeah. But I also was like, this show be mad racially segregated, and they shut me up the next episode.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
So we got our swirl at what cost?
Like, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we'll I like see. This top on Layla.
Oh, yeah. Layla, her body is just great. So very I don't feel like, I don't think she can wear anything and it look bad. To be honest.
True.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think we talked it all out.
I think so too.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. For people who want to follow Sabaya, where can people follow you?
You can follow me really on all social media platforms. If you just type in Sabaya Broderick, I'm the only one. Pretty much, but on IG, it's _ the solar, like your soul, Poppy, P-A-P-I, so yeah.
And then where can people follow you, Tiffany?
Unfortunately, I don't have as unique of a name.
I'm screaming.
But you can follow me on all platforms at Tiffy Crazy Cool, T-I-F-F-Y, Crazy Cool.
Yes.
C-L-C.
Beautiful art. For me, I am Nicole Weber, your host. Please follow Black Bi Reality across all socials. Yes. We sadly wrapped up I Kissed a Girl, but we are going to be talking about Perfect Match later this month.
Right.
And yes, more messy dating.
Right. That show is so awesome. I love Perfect Match.
Yeah. And then Big Brother coming up later. So
yeah.
Dang.
Who knows who these again. Here we go again.
That's how I feel about Survivor. It's like, man, here we go. 47.
Yeah, catch your break. Let's do it. Back
All right.
So yeah, stay tuned for all of that. Please leave your comments below of what we had to say and just the episode in general. Like and subscribe.
Comment, subscribe. Bye.
Ending. Okay. Boom.